Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Friday, October 28. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Roseau South MP Joshua Francis to make an exclusive appearance on Q95's hot seat on November 1st. CARICOM region urged to take a big view of agriculture and Assyrian rebels push to break siege. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
Courts is giving you more reason to celebrate. Our biggest BOGO ever has been extended. Shop now till Friday 28th October. Buy one, get one. 50% off store wide. And you still pay nothing till January 2017. Don't miss out. Buy one, get one. 50% off across the store. Second item must be of equal or lesser value. Offer valid till Friday 28th October on credit purchases 24 months and over. Court store wide BOGO. Extended just for you. Courts bringing value home.
I need a fast cash to get me started, cause I want to get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to return. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started, cause I want to get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, fast cash can solve it. Fast cash will make it right.
After many months of shying away from public appearances, Roseau South constituency MP Joshua Francis promises to make an exclusive appearance for an interview on Q95's hot seat on Tuesday, November 1st, 2016. When Francis was asked if he had a problem speaking with the media, he responded by saying that he does not have a problem commenting on issues affecting his people in the Roseau South constituency.
I'm prepared to speak on any issue in the interest of the people. I have a moral, legal, and political responsibility to speak on behalf of the people of the Roseau South constituency and by extension the people of Dominica, particularly the marginalized, the weak, and the poor.
CEO of Discover Dominica Authority, Colin Piper, is calling on all business personnel to show professionalism and hospitality to all visitors coming into Dominica for the World Creole Music Festival. Piper expects this year's World Creole Music Festival will be a success and continues to be enthusiastic about the level of preparation that has been undertaken as well as the expected outcomes.
And we want every Dominican to, you know, show that great hospitality and welcome our visitors. So I'm very optimistic about what is about to happen. I'm excited about the A-list of artists that we have coming in, that Dominicans will get a chance to, on home soil, see some of these artists. I'm impressed by the setup in terms of the staging. I'm very impressed by the team of people we have pulling things together behind the scenes, working as a team, working as a work group to, you know, just make sure that everybody's aware of what is going on. So a lot of things you don't see up front have to happen behind the scenes, and we're trying to take care of those so that what you see is just a wonderful experience.
The Dominica Police Force Wednesday convened a press conference geared at informing the general public about venue security and traffic regulations relating to the 19th edition of the WCMF. The World Creole Music Festival is scheduled to start today, Friday, October 28, and will run until Sunday, October 30. Deputy Chief Davidson Valerie says the police will ensure patrons are in a safe and secure environment by deploying sufficient police officers to man the grounds of the festival. Valerie is appealing to all patrons to conduct themselves in accordance with the laws of Dominica.
The police is mandated to ensure that patrons can attend the festival in a safe and secured environment, and therefore police officers will be deployed in sufficient strength to ensure the proper management of the security and of the venue. Persons who intend to involve themselves in violent or criminal conduct will be subject to the swift and firm response of the law enforcement officers. I therefore appeal to all patrons to conduct themselves in accordance with the laws of Dominica. As has been in the past, the volume of traffic is expected to intensify immensely. And therefore, the police has put measures in place to manage the flow of vehicular traffic in and around the city.
Meanwhile, Assistant Superintendent of Police John Cabin expounded on traffic arrangements as it relates to the World's Creole Music Festival.
There will be a no entry at the intersection of Cork Street and Bath Road. There will be a no entry at the intersection of Kennedy Avenue and Independence Street. There will also be a no entry at the intersection of River Street and Bath Road. Residents of Bath Road between Cork Street and Kennedy Avenue will be granted vehicular access to their homes, as well as residents of Kennedy Avenue between Independence Street and Bath Road. Those residents will be given a pass by the Festival Commission in order to do so. There will be absolutely no parking along the Link Road from the intersection of Bath Road and Valley Road.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit and his cabinet of ministers toured the construction site of the Cabot's Resort Kempinski at Douglas Bay, Portsmouth on Wednesday. The hotel is being developed by Range Developments, one of Dominica's partners, under the Citizenship by Investment program. On his Facebook page, Skerrit posted, "I have just completed a tour at the construction site of the Kempinski Hotel in Cabot's Portsmouth, being developed by Range Developments. What I can tell you is that concrete is on the ground, walls are in the air, and over 100 persons are employed. This project is a testimony of a solid and sound Citizenship by Investment program, which is funding this project. Let us give thanks." The 160-room Cabot's Resort Kempinski is expected to be completed in 2018. The government of Dominica signed an MOU with Range Developments for the construction of the resort back in November of 2014. As part of activities to mark Dominica's 38th anniversary of independence, the government of Dominica will present meritorious service honors to several individuals. This year, six people will receive the Cicero Award of Honor, nine will receive the Meritorious Service Award, one will receive the Service Medal of Honor, and four will be receiving the Longer Service Award. Among the recipients are Sir Hilary Beckles, professor at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Kervin Ferrara, former Minister Julius Timothy, Secretary General of CARICOM Erwin LaRocque, and Cecil Schillingford. The awards will be handed out on Thursday, November 3, as the National Day Parade to be held at the Windsor Park Stadium from 8 a.m., the highlight of Dominica's independence celebrations. And the chairman of the Laplane Disaster Preparedness Committee, Jason Fontaine, is of the view that many Dominicans fear political victimization. Fontaine alleges that those who are currently in the leadership of the country are threatening those whom they have assisted by taking away their comforts or jobs. Fontaine has more.
There is a lot of people. I just got off the phone with people from the diaspora. They are seeing what you have seen. They are hearing what's going on. I'll be honest with you, there is a lot of people who are afraid to speak because they are politically intimidated by that man. And there are a lot of people that are going wrong. He's saying he's sold it. Or if you talk, you lose your job. Or if you do this, I will take you off the NEP program. Or if you do this, I will make you lose this. They are weeding grass by the road. There are people who want to talk. There are people who are talking. Trust me, we have a lot of support. But there, you just have to, some people of them, you have to be careful. You want to protect them. You don't want to protect them. But it's like this kind of political thing in Dominica. If you speak, you will lose your job. This type of power, this type of dictatorship. And that kind of, you know, religious worship from their supporters, who are now, some of them are against them. But Matt, the time is coming. The time is coming. The sea is rising. Enough is enough. We are going to get justice for these men. And what is going on will stop. And enough will be enough. At one point, the longest rope have an end.
In other news, stakeholders in the regional agricultural sector have been urged to take a big view of agriculture as Caribbean Community CARICOM nations continue to highlight the importance of food production to its economic and social development. The call by Executive Director of the Caribbean Agricultural Research and Development Institute, CARDI, Barton Clark, came on Wednesday as he addressed the opening ceremony of Caribbean Week of Agriculture, which is taking place in the Cayman Islands until today. And rebels in Syria have announced a big offensive aimed at breaking the government's siege of East Aleppo. A UK-based monitoring group said the rebels had fired hundreds of missiles into western Aleppo, killing at least 15 civilians. They are also reported to have targeted Al-Nirab military airport to the east. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Roseau South MP Joshua Francis to make an exclusive appearance on Q95's hot seat on November 1. Regional stakeholders urge CARICOM to take a big view of agriculture. And rebels in Syria have announced a big offensive aimed at breaking the government's siege of East Aleppo. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I am Kimberly Benjamin.